It's the biggest agribusiness get-together of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere, and it starts today. There'll be tractors, you know, pulling stuff, fencing competitions, that elusive annual hunt for the beefiest rural bachelor, but so much more than that. New Zealand's National Field Days at Hamilton's Mystery Creek, it's well known for being a bit of a melting pot of backyard inventors and high-tech innovators. And last year, it generated millions of dollars for our economy. With me now is Field Days Chief Executive Peter Nation. Hello to you, Peter.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Well, big event on the rural calendar. Is it the most significant, do you think?
Yes, it is. Yep. It's definitely there. We're the largest agricultural event of its type in the Southern Hemisphere and probably ranked close to in the top 10 in the world now. And as I said in one of my speeches last night, it actually is a really good barometer of how the rural economy is going for New Zealand.
I was going to say, is it a bit of a litmus test for how the farming community is faring at the moment? Because how much money changes hands?
Well, based on our economic impact report done last year by Waikato University, $430 million of economic contribution to the New Zealand economy. And that equates, in job-wise, about 2,000 full-time jobs within the New Zealand economy as well. So it's quite significant.
What's being bought and sold at Field Days?
Well, just about everything, really, from a very large tractor to a spa pool or a fishing rod. We have a very large rural living area for people who come. There's a number of motor vehicles as well, large earth-moving machinery, so we've got diggers and things. A lot of farmers now have their own diggers. So you can buy across the 1,400 sites a huge spectrum of both high-tech equipment down to a pair of socks.
The theme of Field Days this year is leading change. In what way is that the theme? Why is that the theme?
12 months ago when we decided to put the theme together, Rachel, it was we looked back over our 48 years, and as an organisation ourselves, we've always looked at things that are a challenge to the rural economy or the rural community and brought that to the fore within each year's event. And so for us, we do believe that we lead change and we bring those topical things in a neutral platform to be debated, discussed and sorted through. So, you know, last year we opened the Careers and Education Hub because the agricultural economy needed 50,000 more jobs by 2025. This year, of course, which is quite topical, is health. So we're opening the inaugural Rural Health Hub this morning. So
right.
For us as an organisation, leading change is very important.
What's an innovation or an invention that's caught your eye this year, Peter?
I haven't been to have a look yet, Rachel, to be quite honest.
There's always a few clever things, though, aren't there, that come out of the Field Days?
There's always clever things. We've got nearly 80 entries this year and three or four from overseas, which is really good. One thing that has changed this year, so traditionally over the last 48 years, we've had a lot of rural hardware, if you like, technical type stuff. This year, more software entries, and we've got some genetic entries as well. So we've actually had to look at the judging panel we've got and bring in some more experts to be able to help us with that judging. So I think that's quite exciting for the industry when you're starting to get people putting that innovation on a platform in that sort of space, whether it be software or genetics. Because if you think about where agriculture is moving in the world, it is really based around innovation and
it
technology.
Is. Indeed. Peter Nation, the CEO of the New Zealand National Field Days, thank you.